I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Scott Soltner, also known as Smarty, from Smarty's Saloon in downtown Negaunee. That's going to be the location for the 5th annual Goof Fest. It's happening this Saturday. It's a celebration of the memory of the late Goofus, Al Amismaki from Negaunee, and also a fundraiser for the Goofus Negaunee High School Scholarship Program. Here's more about what's going on with Scott Smarty Soltner.
This is the 5th annual Goof Fest put on by a group of his friends and family called the Goof Troop. And if you knew all of us, you'd know why.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be this Saturday at Smarty's in Negaunee from 1 to 5. Pierre will be there, Pierre Ogit, with his karaoke, and he'll be entertaining as well.
Which, that is a key important thing to say right there. Pierre is not just going to play some songs that you can sing to. No, he puts his own stamp on it, that's for sure.
Yeah, Pierre, you just say Pierre, everybody knows Pierre.
Exactly.
He does a great job, whether it's karaoke or...
Exactly.
And he's a hell of an entertainer.
Yes, he is.
But we're going to have some prizes and 50-50 and just a good old time, you know, remembering our buddy Goofus. And we're raising money for the Goofus Scholarship Fund.
And this goes to some seniors at the Negaunee High School. And it's really something that kind of was created out of his memory, because we lost him just about 5 years ago here. Yeah. Now, last month, I think it was. Yeah. And for people that don't know who Goofus was, because there's still some folks out there, or maybe they've come to the area, they don't know who this man was, tell us about him a little bit.
Just legend, you know. He was a Michigan State Spartan cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
And came home, and he just always has a victory dance no matter where the man went. Never seen him in a crabby mood.
He never was he?
No, I don't ever remember seeing him, you know, cranky. Yeah. Or anything.
He'd come in and do the show here. Yeah. Every so often. And of course he brought Betty. And for people that don't know, Betty is the polka cello he had. How would you describe the polka cello for somebody who doesn't know what that is?
It's a one-man band.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of skill in order to run that one-man band, and he was the best. You know, if you go Google polka cello, mm-hmm, Goofus comes up.
Exactly. And he would, it's like a broomstick with some percussion stuff on it, some pans and springs and whistles and cymbals and a big boot on the bottom. Yep. And he literally would stomp the thing on the floor, get a rhythm going with a stick, and then he would just bellow out. I don't know, the Negaunee fight song, or, you know, Sparty stuff or Northern stuff.
The man had a musical talent that he could remember songs like no other. Just unbelievable.
So the key on that is that this event is a remembrance of him, but really to put some money in the coffers for this fund, right?
Yeah, you know, it's our way to keep his memory alive with us. And two seniors every year get a scholarship from the Goofus Scholarship Fund. So it works out all the way around. And I think Goofus would be awful proud of us, because he loved his city. He loved Negaunee. He loved everything about it.
But, you know, the funny thing about it, Smarty, is he'd probably also be like, you don't have to do this, you know, and that kind of thing. Because it was never about Goofus with Goofus. No. And that's why this being about him and his memory is really unique. Give everybody the details again, when and where you are located, in case you're not 100% familiar with Smarty's in downtown Negaunee.
Yep, it's a Saturday, 1 to 5, at Smarty's Saloon, 212 Iron Street, right downtown. We're going to have 50-50s, prizes, all kinds of stuff, ways to win prizes, but the major point is to put money in the scholarship fund. And if you can't make it, you can always send a monetary donation to Negaunee High School, 500 Arch Street, Negaunee, Michigan, and in the memo line, just put Goofus.
Oh, okay, so you can do it that way, too.
If for some reason you can't make it, but we sure would like to see y'all.
That's the comments of Scott Smarty Soltner. Again, the Goof Fest is happening this Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. at Smarty's Saloon on Iron Street in downtown Negaunee. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.